This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Hey, everyone. Wayne Allen Root. Welcome to the show. Hour number three of my national radio show, War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, which is hour number one of my Newsmax national TV show, 50 million homes and moving fast. A little birdie tells me many, many more by the end of the summer. Great things happening. And one of the great things happening is that the greatest name in the history of cable news has to be Bill O'Reilly. Number one with the O'Reilly Factor, number one host, number one show, 15 years in a row. The king of cable news, and Bill O'Reilly is going to be making regular appearances right here on my show, four times this week, as a matter of fact. And earlier today, I had a chance to interview Bill and talk about the hottest issues going on in America today. So without further ado, let's check in on what Bill O'Reilly has to say. All right, so the one and only Bill O'Reilly joining us, the king of cable TV news. It's a great honor to have him on the show, as always. Bill, welcome on board.
Thank you, Wayne.
So Iran is obviously the topic today. There could be no bigger topic. Let me read you President Trump's tweet overnight, in all caps, by the way. Never, ever, ever threaten the United States again, or you will suffer consequences, the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. Do you think this is a good move by the president, a warning like that, or do you think it's just hyperbole?
Well, it worked in North Korea. I think that Donald Trump feels there's no downside to calling out Iran. It's the exact opposite that Barack Obama did. Remember when there was an Iranian uprising under the Obama administration, Barack Obama didn't do anything. Just nothing. Didn't say anything. Nothing. So President Trump sees that his base wants Iran confronted. I think Iran is in play with the Russia stuff. I think there's a connection there. So I wasn't surprised that Donald Trump did that.
All right. And by the way, this isn't even a question we were going to discuss, but I want to throw it at you anyway. In my hometown, Las Vegas, there's a liberal newspaper called the Vegas Sun, and Brian Greenspun's the publisher. His headline of his opinion column yesterday was, "Is Donald Trump a traitor to America?" Have liberals lost their minds? I mean, it's one thing to say you didn't like his performance in Russia, but a traitor to America, speaking of hyperbole, right?
You know, you get a situation that becomes almost a cartoon. It's almost a cartoon.
Right.
So today we find out that Donald Trump's approval rating, according to an NBC poll, which is not kind to him usually, has gone up after
right.
the Trump-Putin stuff. So I think most Americans have had enough.
Highest in history.
Yeah. I think they've had enough. So it doesn't really matter what anybody says on the op-ed pages or on cable TV. Americans say, you know what? We get it. You don't like Trump. You want him out. You want to negate the vote. And we're not liking that. So it's kind of useless at this point. It's a useless exercise.
Right. And, you know, listen, I'm the biggest cheerleader for Trump. I love him. I think he's great. But even I could criticize a little bit. Maybe this is kind of his way of getting Russia and the summit out of the headlines and his supposed weakness, according to liberals and the media, and getting Iran and his strength versus Iran into the headlines. You think maybe that's what this is all about?
Well, certainly they'd like to change the subject, the Trump administration, from Russia. All right. So Iran is a reliable way to do that. I think I wrote in my message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com today, the best thing that Donald Trump could do right now is take a two-week vacation. I mean, you know, just get out of there. All right? Then what are they going to do? They being the far-left press. Go. And, you know, he's a golfer. That's really his only hobby. But I say he should go to Martha's Vineyard, Wayne. He should go where Obama went. All right? He should vacation in Martha's Vineyard and drive them crazy. All right? That would drive those ultra-liberals nuts. There's a knife golf course there, some ice cream places. James Taylor has a house on the Vineyard. So I think he's got to take a vacation. That's what he needs to do. And that would give everybody a break, I hope.
Yeah, but if he takes a vacation, he's still going to tweet. You know that, right? He'll tweet
50
times overnight while on vacation.
Why can't he do what I did? I was on vacation last week in Ireland, and I tweeted about all the great stuff I saw in Ireland. And why can't he just tweet about, hey, I had a great hole, number five, bang, 300 yards out there. Just give it a rest for a couple of weeks, you know?
I'm on your side, but I don't think Trump's capable of that. But anyway, hey, listen, today at your website, BillO'Reilly.com, you're going in-depth on a new report that shows July has been a very busy month for illegal immigrants committing heinous crimes against the American people, whether it's DWI, whether it's fraud, whether it's the worst of the worst, rape, murder, gangbangers, you name it, it's going on. So, you know, my question is this what the president was trying to warn us all about when he was heavily criticized as being a racist? And does this show that actually Trump was right?
It's a complicated issue, and I think I've covered it as responsibly as anybody has. We were behind Kate's law that the House passed, and that your senator at the time, Harry Reid, single-handedly killed by refusing to vote on it in the Senate. It's a complicated issue, but there is no doubt that the sanctuary city people and the open border people, usually they're one and the same, okay, don't care if dangerous foreign nationals come here and hurt Americans. They don't care. To me, that's just mind-blowing. And it just overcomes, right. It overwhelms everything else. You don't care. You'll let everybody in, and they can run around. A guy who used a chainsaw on his wife in California and been deported 11 times.
That's amazing.
That is our government's fault. After 11 times and you still don't have him behind bars? He's still running around our country? That's Congress's fault. And I'm just saying to myself,
right.
I don't want to hear about racism this and migrants that and asylum this. You can work that out. But if you don't care that violent, criminal, national come here to hurt us, you don't deserve to have a place in Congress or in any state legislature. You don't deserve to be serving the people.
I'm with you 110%. I think it's going to be the big downfall of the Democratic Party this November to 2020. They're blind, deaf, and dumb, and they're out of touch. That's the number one issue of the average working and middle-class guy and gal in America. Everyone I know, that's the number one issue. And they're on the wrong side of it. They're on the wrong side. All right, you get Bill O'Reilly's insights. Bill, great job. As always, all his insights on a number of issues every day at BillO'Reilly.com. When you're there, make sure to sign up as a premium member for access to even more exclusive content. And here's another new announcement, great announcement. I'm very honored and very proud to say you can hear Bill right here on my show, the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, Monday through Thursday at 8 o'clock every single night. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly.
All right, Wayne.
Have yourself a great day.
Thanks a lot.
All right, so that was my exclusive interview with Bill O'Reilly. We'll have another one on Wednesday. We'll have Talking Points tomorrow, I think three times this week. And then I believe starting next week, four times a week, my interviews with Bill every Monday and Wednesday night, and my Talking Points with Bill O'Reilly every Tuesday and Thursday night. So it's the big comeback for the king of cable TV news, Bill O'Reilly. Great guy, most popular guy ever on Fox News, but the most popular guy ever on cable news in general in the United States of America, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, all the upstarts out there, including the great Newsmax, number one guy ever, was Bill O'Reilly. What a great honor that he's chosen my show to make his comeback. All right, President Trump's numbers, which is what Bill alluded to quickly and I quickly said best ever. What I meant by that was his numbers increase after the Helsinki meeting to the highest ever for Donald Trump as president, at least according to NBC Wall Street Journal. Bill O'Reilly alluded to the fact that Wall Street Journal poll has never been friendly to President Trump. Never. It's always been a horrible poll because it's not Wall Street Journal. It's NBC Wall Street Journal. They pick the pollsters, I guess, and NBC's pollsters oversample Democrats. and they've always been on the very, very lowest end of Donald Trump when it comes to popularity. They always show him as having horrible numbers. Now they show him at 45% approval, the highest of his entire presidency, and get this, among the best presidential approval numbers of a century. And what I mean by that is not among everybody. I don't think Trump will ever be the most popular president in America among everybody, but among members of his own party, among Republicans, he's at 88% approval, and that is among the highest in the history of America, or at least in this century. I don't think there's any polling before, you know, the early 1900s. So in the history of polling, Trump's as high among his own party members as anybody ever, right? The only guy who ever beat him was George W. Bush during the opening days of the Iraq War, when we were shelling Iraq and Baghdad and Saddam Hussein. Almost forgot his name. God, Saddam Hussein, that's an old one to pull out of the memory. Boy, is he a distant memory. We hung him a long time ago, huh? When you screw with America, we take care of you. We take care of business. Saddam Hussein, gone. But from the opening moments of shelling Baghdad and Saddam Hussein, George W. Bush was in the 90s. He's never there again. As a matter of fact, he went to one of the lowest approval numbers in the history of American polling. But right now, Donald Trump is very close to that number, the second most ever. And John F. Kennedy wasn't that high among Democrats. Bill Clinton wasn't that high among Democrats. Obama wasn't that high among Democrats. Amazing, right? And when we get back, I want to tell you about Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, and then we'll open it up to calls. Let me give you the phone number, 833-WAR-TALK. Get on the line now, and you'll be lined up, and I'll take calls the whole second half of the show. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We'll come right back. We'll take some calls. But I got to tell you about New York, United States Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. She says abolishing ICE is the first thing we're going to do when we take over the Senate and the House. Wow, I'm into psychology. How stupid can you be? Wow, is that woman ignorant? Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit. And we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
War now! It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, this segment of the national TV show on Newsmax TV, the Wayne Allen Root Show, sponsored by the Landis Tax Group. Sam Landis is the head of the Landis Tax Group. He's the greatest. When the IRS came after me, Obama's IRS tried to destroy my life. I can't go into it now because it would take me 20 minutes of the show to explain how I know that it was a purposeful persecution, targeting, intimidation, and death squad coming after me. But I don't mean death squad like killing me, but killing me financially. They set out to destroy me financially, to knock me off the face of the earth. I could tell you, Judicial Watch took my case and they proved it, and I've got all the proof sitting right here. Literally on microfiche, sitting right here is the proof that the IRS tried to destroy me. They targeted me because of my political beliefs, just like the Gestapo or the, what was it, the famous Nazi, or the East German Stasi or the Soviet Union with their KGB. They would target you and try and destroy you. Well, guess what? They tried to do that. And Sam Landis took him on by himself. One man against the whole IRS and the whole United States government. And Sam Landis won. Thank you, Sam Landis. Nice to have a good man on your side, right? He could do that for you, too. First of all, it's amazing. He gives you a free consultation, tells you exactly what it'll cost and exactly how much time it'll take. Number two, he's not a salesman. He's a lawyer. And you'll speak every time to a lawyer, not a salesman. So no hype, no sales pitch. No BS. You'll hear exactly what you'll pay. You'll be shocked at how reasonable it is because he's a man of the people and he takes care of my listeners and my viewers. And because you're talking to an attorney, your call's protected by attorney-client privilege, so nothing can ever go anywhere else. Call the Landis Tax Group toll-free at 800. We help you. We help you. 800, we help you. The letter U. Numerically, it's 800-934-3578. And take it down right now, even if you don't think you need it right now, because you never know when you're going to need the best tax lawyer in America. 800-934-3578. And if you ever miss that because you're driving or you're watching the show, you don't have a pen in front of you, you just email Wayne Root, ask me, and I'll give you all the numbers of any of the sponsors you want to contact. People do it every day now. Just contact me at WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot, R-O-O-T, @gmail.com. And that reminds me, if you like this show and you want to see more of Wayne Root, an expanded role on Newsmax TV, Tell Newsmax you want to see more of the show so I can take more calls. You can contact Newsmax, war at Newsmax.com. War at Newsmax.com. War for W-A-R, Wayne Allyn Root. We'll take calls the entire second half of the show. We're opening up the lines now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. So whether you're listening on the radio or watching on TV, we'll take your call. It's toll-free, by the way, anywhere in the United States. 833-WAR-TALK. By the way, it's my birthday on Friday. That's why I was not here. Joe Pax took over for me. Thank you, Joe. Really appreciate it. And it was a great birthday. I had a great time. Had a great weekend, and I'm just was itching to get back with you today and thrilled to hear about Bill O'Reilly appearing on my show on a weekly basis now. All right. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, I told you I'd talk about that, says abolishing ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, and thus all immigration enforcement should be the first thing Democrats do if they win the House and Senate in the upcoming midterm elections. How disgusting is that? How stupid is that, though, is the more important question. Yeah, are Democrats living in such a bubble that they don't even understand that the things they believe in are not what the average American believes in? The average American wants border enforcement, wants a wall, can't stand sanctuary cities, hates the idea of abolishing ICE, wants illegals to be deported. I don't mean all illegals, but certainly bad ones who committed crimes. And yet, and wants MS-13 to go to jail for the rest of their lives or get the death penalty, or get deported out of the United States to spend the rest of their lives in a rotting in a jail in Mexico. We don't want everyone in the entire Mexico to come to America. Who would not understand that you'd be cutting your own throat? You'd be literally committing political suicide to say that out loud. You see, I'm trying to be nice here. Even if what you believed in as a Democrat is that the minute you get elected, you're going to abolish ICE, even if that's what you believed in, you'd never say it. This is the difference between Democrats today, pre-Trump and post-Trump. Pre-Trump, they weren't deranged. They were just very liberal, leaning towards communist, socialist, Marxist. And I couldn't stand them, and I got so angry that they hid what they really believed in. Pre-Trump, they used to hide that they were a bunch of commies. Now they're coming out and saying it. Trump has brought the craziness out of them, and so they're so deranged at this point, they actually admit what they believe in, which is pure outright communism. This new Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is an outright communist. She's a mental nutcase. She believes in Venezuela, Cuba, and North Korea. That's what she wants to turn us into. Food shortages, nobody working, everyone living in misery, everyone getting a check from government, everyone getting free college, so college means nothing. Nothing. It's a joke. You're supposed to work for it. How about the idea you go to college and you work every day so you can afford college and pay it off? But if you give it to them free, nobody appreciates it. You know, it's just, you're just dealing with incredibly ignorant people. And that's the Democratic Party today. It only appeals to illegal immigrants, felons, and disgruntled people who want a government check. Kirsten Gillibrand is crazy.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at METAHempSolutions.com. That's METAHempSolutions.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is investigating whether to revoke the security privileges of five former Obama administration officials. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders explains why top secret security clearance may be going away for John Brennan, James Comey, James Clapper, Susan Rice, and Andrew McCabe.
The president is exploring the mechanisms to remove security clearance because they've politicized and in some cases monetized their public service and security clearances, making baseless accusations of improper contact with Russia or being influenced by Russia against the president is extremely inappropriate.
Today, President Trump spoke at a Made in America event at the White House.
I remember when I was growing up, but see, made in America, all over the place. A little bit made in the USA, but made in America. Everything had made in America. And we're starting that again. And it's happening again, as you know.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones was down 12 points. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Drive
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network. Live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
You know, I should have worn my new T-shirt. I forgot to wear it. I had a big birthday party on Friday night, a blowout party here in Las Vegas. We all had a great time. And we made up T-shirts for every single attendee at my party, and it said SOB, son of a butcher. And it had a photo of me with a butcher's hat and a cleaver in my hand and an apron, a white apron on. Wayne Allen Root, son of a butcher. And so it was a lot of fun. We handed out the T-shirts to every woman leaving the party and said, you get to sleep with Wayne Root tonight. It was a lot of fun. We had a great time at the party, and it was just a wonderful birthday weekend. Thank you for everyone who made it possible. We also have a sponsor to thank on this show, as I always do at this time. U.S. Gold Bureau sponsored this entire show. Only full-service precious metals firm owned by the company chosen by the state of Texas to operate the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas. They're the only state in America that has a Fort Knox, their own personal Fort Knox. Texas does. And they chose U.S. Gold Bureau to run it. That tells you something. If the state of Texas trusts them, then you should too. You know they're patriots. You know they're credible. You know they have integrity. You know they're good people. And I'll tell you what, there's some heaviness, right? This is a American Silver Eagle coin. Very heavy, big, giant, Silver Eagle, pure silver. Direct from the U.S. Mint, brilliant, uncirculated condition, 1 ounce of pure silver for free for every caller. No additional obligation, no shipping costs, no hidden fees. They're so sure they can win you over as a long-term client, they're willing to lose money just for the chance to earn your business. Call right now for your free consultation and your free coin. Call the U.S. Gold Bureau. This baby is yours. This sucker is yours. 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-4653. All right. You know, the beauty of this show, I say this so often as I think about it, is that I choose the news headlines, not CBS, not NBC, not ABC, not CNN, MSNBC, because they're a bunch of commies. I choose the news, and I choose the most important stories, and the stories that patriots and conservatives and people who believe in freedom, liberty lovers, would appreciate. And tonight is a good example, because you do realize, and I'm not going to tell you I know, I have no idea what this means, but Obama was in Africa. First, last week I criticized Obama because he was in South Africa, where they're now persecuting whites and they're killing whites, murdering whites. Every 5 days, a white farmer is murdered in South Africa. And they've passed a law that says that if you're a white farmer, they can just take your land away at any time, confiscate it, take it away, and give it to a black South African, and that's it. You lose your land. It's worth $10 million. Doesn't matter. It's not yours anymore. And so white South Africans are being persecuted. It's like a reverse apartheid. And Obama went there, spoke, and said nothing about it, and stood on the stage with the president of South Africa and said nothing about it. And it's a disgrace. By the way, call the number, 833-WAR-TALK. You want to talk about any of this, 833-WAR-TALK, Trump with Iran. Trump's tweet overnight about Iran and how we'll, you know, just destroy them. If they dare try and fight with us, we'll destroy them and wipe them off the face of the earth. You want to talk about Obama. But here's the interesting one. So Obama moved from South Africa and then gave a speech in Kenya. And he said, this is his words, not mine. I'm just going to tell you what he said. 3 years ago, I visited Kenya as the first sitting American president to come from Kenya. Now, anybody who said Obama was born in Kenya was called a birther and treated horribly. You know who the new birthers are? Liberals. Liberals talking about Trump and Russia are birthers. Liberals saying Trump is a traitor are birthers. Liberals are liars, and they've lost their minds, and they're now a bunch of birthers who make up things about Donald Trump and exaggerate everything and take everything out of context, and they want to assassinate him, they want to impeach him. They're crazy. They're birthers. They used to make fun of us. Now we can make fun of them. We aren't birthers. We never were. They're birthers. But on the other hand, the question becomes, is Obama a birther? Wayne Root has never been involved in the birther topic. Never. You won't find one single radio or TV interview in my life where I haven't said anything in public about Obama's birth. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. I'm not a birther. I never was one. But I thought people had a right to ask questions, had every right to ask. And now Obama says, again, he's the first American president, sitting American president, to come from Kenya. What does that mean? Don't forget, Obama wrote a book called Dreams of My Father, right out of college, out of Columbia University and Harvard Law School, as my classmate. And the book says on the back, the first African American president of the Harvard Law Review, born in Kenya, raised in Indonesia and Hawaii. It says it on Obama's book. So everybody was called a nasty name for asking questions when they had every right to ask a question, because you can't be born in Kenya and be president of America. So I'm not a birther. I have nothing to say. It's just funny that Obama's the birther who now claims he's born in Kenya. But, of course, I think he did that to lay a trap. He wants Americans like Donald Trump, our president, to say something about it. He wants Wayne Root, his mortal enemy, to say something about it. He sicked the IRS on me. Obviously, he thinks I'm a mortal enemy. He wants me to say Obama was born in Kenya, and then he'll call me a nutcase and a birther and a person with a tinfoil hat on his head. That's what he would say. But he's the one who said it, and he said it, I think, to enrage us all and to pull us into a trap. Because he'll then claim, no, 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 what I meant was that my father and my lineage, my roots, are from Kenya. I never said I was born in Kenya. So he said it in just such a way it leaves him a little bit of leeway, and it's a trap door meant to trap Donald Trump and Wayne Root and all of Obama's critics. And so he's taunting us. Or you may believe, literally, he slipped up and said the truth. I don't know. I've always believed he's born in America, but he's a fraud. You notice he wrote on his book that he was born in Kenya, and I think that's how he got into Columbia University. I've always said that. That's my feeling, is he was an American born in Hawaii who committed fraud and lied and said he was born in either Kenya or Indonesia, or born in Kenya and raised in Indonesia, as his book says, to give himself an exotic background. So Columbia University, my college that loves diversity, because they're so liberal and so globalist, they love diversity. That was how he got in, by committing fraud. So Obama is actually the birther, not me, because I've always said he was born in America. I believed him. How about that one? But now he says, I'm from Kenya. Interesting. Husband of Stormy Daniels files for divorce. He's shocked that she cheated on him. The news is too funny to believe. Two-thirds of Democrats say Trump's treason charge is sincere. They think he really did commit treason. And right here in Las Vegas, Brian Greenspun is the publisher of our liberal rag called the Las Vegas Sun. Liberal, ultra-liberal newspaper. And that rag of a newspaper has a front on Sunday's commentary opinion by Brian Greenspun, the publisher. Big-time liberal, and hides behind the idea that he's a registered Republican. He's a huge liberal. He loved Obama, defended him for 8 years, loved Clinton, defended him for 8 years, and now he's the number one attacker of Donald Trump in Las Vegas. And he had the nerve to put a headline out that says, is Donald Trump a traitor? Well, I'll tell you who the traitor is, Brian Greenspun. It's Barack Obama who is the traitor, not Trump. Did I say that right? Is Donald Trump a traitor, is what his headline said. I'm saying it was Barack Obama who was the traitor. If you consider the fact that Obama gave advance notice to a Muslim general who was about to be assassinated by Israel and told the Muslim general and his government about it to prevent an assassination attempt by Israel of a horrible man who wants to kill Jews and kill Americans and kill Western civilization. It was Barack Obama who did not march after the Paris Muslim terror attacks. Every leader in the world was there to march against Muslim terrorism and radicalism, not Obama. It was Obama who let in a million refugees in this country with no extreme vetting, many of whom want Sharia law, many of whom could be walking time bombs when it comes to terrorism. It was Obama who was hateful of Israel for 8 years. It was Obama who used the IRS to come after good American patriots like myself, Wayne Allyn Root, and Tea Party groups and Tea Party boards of directors and Tea Party donors and Republican donors to Mitt Romney. It was Obama who did that. It was Obama who lied, Obama and Hillary, who lied to the face of relatives of soldiers who died at Benghazi and told them it was because of a film that never happened. There was no film that anybody viewed. It was not about that. It never was. It was a massive cover-up. It was Obama who lied to the American people about Obamacare. Right? I mean, the list goes on and on. On and on. The fraud and the terrible things done by a terrible man named Barack Hussein Obama. It wasn't Trump who's a traitor. It's Obama who's a traitor. And you made excuses for him for 8 years. It was Obama who let Russia invade Ukraine and annex Crimea, and Obama did nothing about it. It was Obama who let Russia supposedly influence the American election of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. It happened under Obama's watch, and he did nothing about it. Maybe he's in bed with Russia. So silly that you could ever put a headline out, Trump, a traitor. Yeah, a traitor. A man who wants to make the American economy great again. Well, Obama did nothing but damage the American economy, but Trump's the traitor. Wow. Talk about delusional. Talk about ignorance. All right, I talk about radicalism. All right, let's take some calls. 833-WAR-TALK. Let's start with Gene in California, who's been waiting the longest. Gene, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hello. Hello?
Gene, you're on with Wayne. How are you?
I'm fine.
Tell me what's on your mind.
Is this Wayne?
It is. You're on the air. The nation's watching, and you got to say something, Gene. Come on.
All right. Okay. I just want to know, and a lot of my friends, and I hate to say it, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, but anyway, they want to know why Comey and the rest of that crowd, you know, still have access to, you know, the federal system.
National security clearance.
Be able to use their high security clearance to get information.
Yeah.
And they're no longer employed.
Right. Well, listen, I have no idea. I'm assuming, this is an assumption on my part, that this must be tradition, that if you've ever been a national security director, high-level cabinet member, you probably get access for the rest of your life, I guess. It's ridiculous that Clapper and Brennan and Comey and Andrew McCabe, these are bad people. They should be in prison. They've committed crimes against the American people. I'm with you. Why do they have security clearance? They should not. Brennan and Clapper are very bad guys. And by the way, James Clapper just announced on Anderson Cooper late last week that it was Obama who put together all the surveillance on Trump. Obama's the one who made it all happen. So when you talk about the fake FISA warrant and you talk about spying on a presidential campaign, it's all Obama to blame. Why isn't he the one facing criminal charges? Even Clapper admits Obama's the one we have to thank for the spying and surveillance on Trump. Thank you for the call, Gene. We'll take more calls, 833-WAR-TALK, and I'll take him into the last segment of the show. War Now, Wayne Allyn. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
And my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product. So I agreed to try it. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
War Now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I love the sponsors of my show. I've become buddies with all these people. Sam Lannis, great friend. The people who run U.S. Gold Bureau, great friend. People who run Synagenics have become great friends, especially Bob Letta, the MD they assigned to me, who's got his big Alaska fishing lodge, and invited me to come up there to his Alaskan fishing lodge. I'm going to try and make that happen. And he's done such good work for me. And I mentioned my birthday party on Friday night, my 57th birthday. You know how few people are on TV at the age of 57 or older? You know how few people have ever gotten their own TV show 30 years after their last TV show when I was 27 years old? In the history of America, you count them on one hand. And every person at the party, every person, without me saying a word, made a comment, "You look the best I've ever seen you. You look the best in 20 years. You look better. The last time I saw you was 10 years ago. Haven't seen you in 10 years. You look great. But your hair looks thicker. Your face looks thinner. You look thinner. You look more muscular." I got the greatest comments. It's because of Synagenics. They do a great job for me. So if you're free, no obligation consultation with Synagenics, which is, I call them the best anti-aging clinic in the United States of America, but they don't like that term. They think they are the clear global leader in age management medicine, otherwise known as healthy aging. And they defy aging. There's no such thing as anti-aging, they say. But you can defy aging and hold back Mother Nature. And so you get a free, no-obligation consultation. Don't call if you want to be older, and if you want to look older, and if you want to be fatter, and you want to look fatter, don't call. But if you want to be younger and thinner, call. 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. Look what they did for me. Great job. 888-YOUNGER, Younger, just like it sounds. Or register at Synagenics.com. Cenegenics, Synagenics.com. Give a call now or surf yourself on over to Synagenics.com. We have a full boat of callers. Let's grab a couple. Let's grab Doris, New Jersey. Trump let us down during the Putin summit. Really? Doris, you think Trump let us down? Really?
Yes.
Go ahead, shoot.
Yes. So, what do I think that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah, criticize Obama, so much criticism. You know, as you all always said, like, he went on his apology tour when he was in office. But I just feel like Trump should have been more stronger. He should have stood up to Putin more so. And we don't know what was said in the room with him and Putin. All we can do is just take his word for it. But my comment is, you're a Christian, and the way you talk about President Obama, well, former President Obama, call him Barack Hussein Obama, you know,
is that his name?
It's like,
I'm Wade Allen Root. That's my middle name is Allen. His name's Hussein. What about it? That's his name.
Yes, but I'm just saying that you are a Christian, and I am a Democrat, but I pray for President Trump each day.
That's very nice.
And
I appreciate
I would
that.
Just, that's why we have so much discord in this nation now.
Well, I must tell you, first of all, you know nothing about me, so I'm going to fill you in a little bit. I grew up a white kid in an all-black neighborhood, a little town called Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. Went to an all-black high school. Happened to love everyone in this country. Couldn't care less about the color of someone's skin. Never liked the politics of Barack Obama. Thought his politics were horrible. Never has anything to do with the color of his skin. I mentioned his middle name because I'm Wayne Allen Root. War, so he's Barack Hussein Obama. His middle name is his middle name. But I thought he was a horrible president. He destroyed the economy. He hurt my business. And then he sicked the IRS on me. Well, you want me to be nice to him? I can't be nice to him. It's not racism that I like someone because you don't like their politics. If you don't like Trump, you're not a racist. So all I could tell you is I didn't like Obama because I didn't like the way he destroyed the economy. Too many taxes, too many regulations, and Obamacare is a nightmare that bankrupted the middle class. There isn't anything bad about disliking someone because of their politics. But because I grew up in a black neighborhood and because I'm Jewish and most of my uncles are Democrats, dyed-in-the-wool Democrats, I can hate your politics but not hate you as a person. So I'm one of the people who could be best friends with you if you're a Democrat. It doesn't matter to me. It just doesn't matter. But I'll tell you to avoid politics at the dinner table because we'll get in a horrible fight about it. Democrats ruin economies and destroy businessmen like me. Simple as that. They're bad for business. They're horrible. That's why the Fed raised their interest rates one time in 8 years under Obama. And they've already raised them five times under Trump because things are good now and they were bad under Obama. Go ahead.
Okay, but didn't he bring the economy back? Remember when he took over?
What
kind of state the economy was in?
No, you're believing the lies of the media. The only thing that matters is economic growth, GDP. It was the lowest in Obama's 8 years in the history of America, matching the 1930s Great Depression. And he spent us $10 trillion in debt in order to cover up the fact that we were in a Great Depression. You can't, and this isn't Obama. Hillary's would be guilty of the exact same thing, or John Kerry, or any Democrat. You cannot save an economy with higher taxes and burying people under Obamacare. That's not going to save an economy. My health insurance went from $500 a month to $2,000 a month. How does that help my personal economy that the government steals an extra $1,500 a month from me? Tell me how that's good for me. It's not, Doris.
Listen,
the music's on. We got to run. Don't ever want to be rude. You did a very good job. You're a nice lady. And believe me when I tell you, I mentioned Obama's middle name because that's his middle name. That's all. Barack Hussein Obama is his middle name. Mom, Wayne Allen Root. Call me Wayne Allen Root. War. Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio, Newsmax TV. We simulcast this hour. This is the third hour of my national radio show, but it's my 1 hour, I call it the Power Hour, on Newsmax TV. Hope you've enjoyed the show. See, we let liberals talk. We let them get through. They can say some things to us. I disagree with them. I think they're wrong about everything they say. They believe the lies in the media, the fake news. Obama turned the economy around. You probably have a job where your income is the same. Maybe you're a school teacher. Maybe you're a government employee. Your income is the same whether Trump's the president or Obama's. But if you've ever owned a business, Obama ruined the economy. Every one of us who owns a business knows that. And Trump's made it great again. See you tomorrow.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an...
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.